Welcome to Inside the Bubble.
Oh, hey, Loosh.
With your host, Sean Loosh, and Drew Breer.
All right, Coop. It's been a minute, man.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back.
We've been a little busy in our own little worlds going on.
A lot's happened in the last, 2 months since we last recorded?
Yeah, I feel
June,
like
right? Early June?
And this summer flew by, but still got about a month left.
So since then, yeah, Coop's had a baby. Coop's bought a house. Any other, lifetime achievement awards, thrown your way?
Nah, not really, not yet. Just moving. Moving sucks.
Moving's the worst.
Yeah.
The absolute worst.
But
I'm lucky, when I bought my house, I had bought everything new, so I didn't have, but moving sucks. Like, when I moved out of the city, I just wanted to, throw everything on the side of the road.
Right.
Actually, I was moving a bed in the back of my buddy's pickup truck from Northern Liberties, literally a couple blocks away down the street to a storage unit, and the bed flew off the back of the truck and just landed in the street. I was like, fuck it, leave it.
I was getting a new one. But it's,
I don't need it, dude.
The big things, are annoying because they're big, but, it's the little stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
packing up all your dishes.
Not even that. It's just, the little odds and ends, you can't put in a box, and it, fits in the car or the U-Haul weird, and then I liked playing Tetris as a kid, but not so much in a U-Haul van.
No, not at all.
But there's light at the end of the tunnel. We're almost there. And then everything will fall into place.
You got some big projects planned? I'm sure Dez wants to gut everything down to the studs, right? And
not everything, no, but there's something she's already working on a little bit, which is cool with me. She enjoys it, so.
Nice.
It's fine with me.
Right on. Yeah, it's been a busy summer, man. We had all these grandioso plans, chicken sandwich girl and, all kinds of special guests, and it just never happened, I overdid my schedule with music, as you can see.
And then real estate market picked up for you, so
that's
always good.
Real estate started picking up, so, in the office doing that stuff in the morning, playing gigs during the day, and then boom, August. Here we are, man. We got preseason football already starting out.
Yeah, there's a couple games so far. I haven't really been paying attention, but with moving, I've been able to listen to some sports radio a little bit.
Yeah.
And Philly's ready for the Eagles. I'll tell you that much. These cats are chomping at the bit at every little piece of news they can get.
100%.
This whole Jalen Hurts, Sirianni dynamic, people are eating up. I don't think there's any quarterback head coach that's ever seen eye to eye to the point where they want to go out to eat every day.
Yeah.
So the fact that all these reports are coming out that Hurts and Sirianni were butting heads last year, didn't want to be in the same room, or someone hurt someone's feelings, that's part of the job.
100%.
You know what I mean? It's,
you got to go to work, man. Sometimes work isn't.
There's 90 dudes in training camp trying to make a team right now. You don't think there's going to be little bumps and bruises between relationships?
No participation trophies in the NFL, that's for sure, especially when trying to make a roster.
Right, so.
Speaking of participation trophies, you've been watching the Olympics?
Yes, I've been keeping track. Dez likes the gymnastics a lot, so we were watching a lot of Simone Biles stuff.
Yeah.
She's crazy, dude. She's 4'8".
She's unbelievable how old she's
20 feet in the air.
I know. Snoop Dogg has been all over the Olympics, and it's been awesome.
Dude, it's crazy.
It's been awesome.
He's getting paid a pretty penny every day to be there, but
I'm not sure about the number, but I heard a number.
I heard it was
500 grand a day?
That's what I heard, too, but
that's ridiculous.
He's like the USA mascot. There's a Snoop Dogg pin floating around with, it's got, the Olympic rings and smoke rings, but the colors, it's pretty cool pin. But can you imagine 25, 30 years ago, Snoop Dogg.
Oh man, at the Olympics?
Being the mascot of the United States. The guy who was singing Murder Was the Case that they gave me.
Yep, nothing but a G thing.
Nothing but a G thing. Pop, pop, pop. Yep.
On 187 on the motherfucking cop. That's our mascot.
Yeah.
The guy who was singing 187 on an undercover cop.
That's crazy.
He's turned a new leaf, though. Like, his best friends with like, Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
He's hanging out with Tony Hawk, Michael Phelps.
You think he drank gin and juice or just made that song?
I think he drank it. 100%. He's got the cans out now of gin and juice.
Oh, yeah. So he probably had to try it. Yeah. At least.
Yeah, like, he had a little quality control taste test. Like, I think that's going to pop. I think that bubble is going to burst. I know that we talked about it with Angelo when he was here, and he says that already you can see sales kind of dipping because, like, now it's what's the next thing.
Right.
But as of right now, they're everywhere, man. The teas, the lemonades, the seltzers, and I don't know. I'm kind of over it. Yeah. I'm all about the coupon, man. Shot of tequila, glass of water.
Yeah, it's sweet, short and sweet and simple. No sugar added.
No sugar added. I'm sweet enough.
So I got a question for you, Luce.
What we got?
When you have ice cream, do you prefer a big spoon or a little spoon?
It's a great question. Little spoon.
Me too. I'm a little spoon.
Little spoon. For the simple reason of just portion control. Like, you know, I feel like if you get it too big of a scoop with a big spoon, you're sitting there sucking on the spoon multiple times. And it's too much at once.
I'm a little spoon guy too, but not...
Not for that reason?
No. I'm more of the, it disappears quicker. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I get more with a little spoon, although it's the same amount.
Yeah.
With the big spoon, you just naturally take a bigger scoop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Fair.
So, I was always a little spoon guy.
And you're an Avalon Freeze kind of guy, right? Like, you're right. More soft serve instead of, like, the Springers and the Sunday's Best.
Well, I don't discriminate. I'll eat any kind of ice cream.
Yeah.
It's just convenient when Avalon Freeze is right there. So
that's right.
I'll get a cone.
And every time I end up playing, which I think is every other Tuesday, I play in this little courtyard, you know, next to Son of a Sailor Seafood and Circle Pizza. And Coop lives right there. So every time I'm playing, Coop brings his son out. He dances around for about 20 minutes, and then they disappear to Avalon Freeze, and then he comes back, and he's got... Ice cream all over his face.
Everywhere. He loves him some ice cream. Gotta have Jimmy's.
Jimmy's.
Or sprinkles, or whatever people call it.
Another big Philadelphia debate, Jimmy's or sprinkles. I always said Jimmy's.
I think I probably went back and forth, because I don't really care that much.
Yeah.
But
someone says that, like, the rainbow
are Jimmy's,
and then the chocolate ones are sprinkles. Which makes zero sense. Just say Choco Jimmy's.
Or rainbow sprinkles.
Here we go.
Now, what are they called, like, when you get the red, white, and blue?
Oh, the like the festive 4th of July colors? I don't know.
What are they called? Sprimmies?
I know. I'm trying to think of something off the top of my head. I'm just not.
Jimkles?
Festive sprinkles.
Holiday Jimmies.
Freedom sprinkles.
Freedom.
Freedom Jimmies?
Freedom Jimmies.
Freedom Jimmies.
I was just going to say the same thing. You're listening to Inside the Bubble with Lucian Coop.
Yeah, man. So a lot's been going on.
So are you a big fantasy football guy?
I used to be.
Yeah.
I used to be, and then I kind of fell off it. I won my first year or so that was awesome. I was in the Fred's Tavern League, and that was fun. But funny story about Fred's Tavern League I was in. It was 10 of us, just complete knuckleheads, and we would do our draft at Fred's. A fist fight would break out every single year that Fred's had to assign a bouncer to babysit us to make sure we wouldn't fight. I swear to God, dude. I swear to God. And like, and this was like kind of before the computers. Like, you know, we've since graduated to the computer draft system. But it used to be, you know, pen and paper, cross off the list. So if you drafted somebody that was already drafted, you owed everybody a round of shots.
Okay.
So it's like $8 a pop. Every time you screw up, you know, that's...
80
it's,
bucks.
It's 80 bucks, man. 100 bucks with tip. So then... One of our guys did it like 3 times. We're just like, you moron. And like, and then the next thing you know, punches are being thrown. And I'm like, all right, everybody calm down a little bit, you know. This is fantasy football. It happened again the next year, the year after that. And finally, Chad the Bouncer just had to sit there and watch us so we wouldn't fight.
Should have changed the rule. Like, whoever did that has to do a shot of warm gin or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. But I would like to get back into it this year. It's been a while. I stopped when, like, the FanDuel thing came out. Like, remember the daily fantasy stuff? I got really into that for a year or two. And then I kind of just resorted back to the old degenerate ways of just placing bets every Sunday morning, you know, and hoping for the best. What about you? You a fantasy guy?
Yeah, I do fantasy. I'm in at least two leagues. This year should be interesting. There's no I feel like the running back class is a little light. Other than McCaffrey, after that, it's like there's no superstars.
Saquon on the Birds?
People, I mean, you know how it is with local people with fantasy. They're going to always take the hometown guys or their favorite players on favorite.
I mean, did we do a show before he got traded?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. But
I think the Giants screwed up there, man. Like, give that man his bag.
Well, I think...
Then they traded him to, like, your rival.
Well, I think he was done with them.
He gave him a shot.
Last year, they franchise tagged him, and then they worked out some deal so he couldn't be franchised again. So, Saquon could have just been like, I'm out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've had enough. And he went to Penn State, so it's not like Philly's like a shocker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But apparently he had other offers for more money, but he wanted to go to Philly. So who knows if he wanted to go closer to home. I don't know where his home is, but let's say...
Closer to home, but like, yeah, you're...
You can also stick it to the Giants twice a year.
Twice a year, 100%.
So everyone's been raving about Eagles training camp, so we'll see. Jalen Hurts broke a record. This was one of the funniest records I ever heard in my life. So he broke a record for the most... pass attempts in training camp without throwing an interception.
Without an interception? So that's...
Only in training camp. He broke his own record. Like, this is really what they're getting excited about now?
Yeah. Well, we'll see in a couple of weeks. So you were doing some research earlier on these days, right? Like National Day of something?
Today's National Day is... National Passion Fruit Day.
Interesting.
National Rice Pudding Day. National Book Lovers Day.
Nerds.
My mom likes books. She was a librarian.
I actually like books, too. As you can see, I have a lot of books around.
National Veep Day.
Veep. Isn't that... I think Veep's that HBO show with Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yeah. Congrats to her. She has her own day.
Right on. Good for you, Elaine. Do your little Elaine dance with the thumbs and the kicks.
Were you a big Seinfeld fan?
Not at the time.
Like, now I'll watch it.
100%.
Anytime it's on.
I remember exactly where I was, though, in 1998 when the finale happened. And I remember watching it in, like, my buddy's house with his family and not getting a lot of what... the finale meant, because I'd never watched it. So right. a lot of the characters and like in the backstories, I'm like, I don't really get
you're
this.
Like, yeah. Cool.
Now I get every right. second of
right.
But at the time I wasn't really big on it, and neither was my parents. I remember when they kept winning Emmys, my dad and mom were like, you know, I don't find it that funny. Now they think it's hilarious.
Right.
For the last 20 years they're in hysterics. I think it's a brilliant show, but at the time I wasn't really into it.
Do you like Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Love Curb,
dude.
Love Curb.
Both those shows are great.
Yeah. Here's a funny question. Us talking about Seinfeld. And our good buddy Anthony Vitesse proposed this question to me. We're sitting on the beach. And he said, out of the four main characters of Seinfeld, George, Kramer, Elaine, Jerry, who's the weak link?
That's a tough one.
I know, right? I the same thing. And I answered wrong until he told me what he thought it was. And then I was completely on board.
What did you initially say?
I said Elaine, because George and Kramer are like so unique and they're so brilliantly and they're so on point all the time. I said Elaine. But then Vitesse says that's wrong. It's Jerry.
That was my initial thought.
Yeah.
But Because he's kind of just like he's the just, normal guy.
He's a normal, narcissistic, annoying guy.
Right.
That he's who's a terrible actor. You know, the other three are great actors.
Right.
Jerry's just like this dud.
He was himself pretty much,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the whole premise is like, oh, like everybody look at me.
Right.
I'm going to be normal. The genius came in his writing with what's his face?
Larry David.
And even that, I'm sure Larry David took the reins most of the time. So when he was like, Jerry's the weak link of that show, I'm like, you're absolutely right. What about you, listeners? Jerry, the weak link?
Who would you say is the most, outside of the show, the most famous? Jerry?
100%. 100%.
Or maybe Larry David and then Jerry?
I mean, Seinfeld still sells out all of his, you know, his stand-up routines, but that's all he does. Like, he's not... He was just in a new movie about, like, cornflakes or something. Did you see that on Netflix?
No.
Swear to God, it's about, like, cornflakes or Cheerios or something, and, like, and how they invented it, and Seinfeld's in it. That's the only thing he's, like, been in. Yeah. But he doesn't need to be. He's a bazillionaire. And it just started downpouring.
Yeah. Earlier when I was getting an adjustment from Batiste, he said that he didn't have soccer practice today because there was a gale force wind warning.
Yeah.
Now it's just coming down in buckets. My car will get a nice wash.
Same, and looks like my windows are cracked open, so that's nice.
Yeah. You have a Jeep, though. It should drain.
Yeah.
Talking about draining, Phillies are draining people these days. They finally got a couple wins stacked up, but little people were starting to get a little nervous.
I told you on my Instagram post, as soon as Brandon Marsh came into the Fred's Tavern in Stone Harbor and everyone was going goo-goo gaga eyes over him and taking pictures and shit, they went 1-for-7 after that.
1-for-7.
1-for-7. You know who you are at Fred's that made that happen. but, you know, they'll be okay, you know.
It's a long season.
It's a long season. We still have another, what, month and 2 months.
Mayor always says, even the bad teams win 4 out of 10 games.
Yeah.
So.
A man of true wisdom right there.
Yep. And it stopped raining. That was a quick storm.
Nice.
Back to your regularly scheduled program.
So, usually, well, back in the day, August was always a jumping month in Avalon. We had Tour de Shore. We had Flotilla. Remember Flotilla?
Flotilla.
Flotilla was crazy. And then, when did that end? 10 years ago?
Why did it stop?
So, somebody dove in off a dock and, like, swam, like, underneath a couple. And then somebody else who was looking at the guy didn't see him come up, panicked. They had like the fucking fire engines there, they had the EMTs, they had the like medevac Coast Guard helicopter or whatever, like hovering or over. And all the dude did was just go under and then go to the other side, get off the other dock, and just like walked home or walked around. So like nobody was ever hurt, but someone panicked. And called the police and called the, you know, like the rescue squad. And since it was a drain on, like, you know, the on the emergency services, the town shut it down. Tour de Shore, however, used to be kind of fun in the beginning, and then it got kind of lame towards the end because it was all the bars.
Because it was like a bike tour in the beginning.
It was a bike tour.
Everybody would just ride their bikes, drop them on the ground, go yep. have a couple pops. Yep.
And there was every bar on like Fred's.
Right. Then it got watered down to like 4, 2, 1.
Yeah. It turned into, it was just the Princeton, the Whitebriar, and that barbecue place next to Circle Pizza.
Right.
Like, whoever. Yeah, not a fan. But during its heyday, it was fun. It was definitely fun. Yeah, all that's gone now, man.
What were some of your favorite drinking games when you were younger?
Asshole was always fun.
In college, Edward 40 hands was always a good time.
Like, is that when, like, you would duct tape the 40?
To your hands, yeah. And you can't can't take them off until they're finished.
I did that. I think I went to a sorority formal at the University of Delaware. And I forget which one it was, but I remember doing that on the bus. Like, people had duct tape and they had Colt 45. And it wasn't, I think it was just my one hand.
Well, the drinking them isn't the hard part. The part is like when you have to break the seal and you have to pee. What the hell do you do when you have 240s?
You gotta chug them, dude.
You gotta like wiggle your pants down. If you can even do that, if you're wearing a belt, you're beat because you can't like do anything. You're gonna pour it all over yourself.
Yeah.
But
great question. You ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Unless you pee your pants. If peeing your pants is cool, I must be Miles Dave.
The other game I liked is actual beer pong.
Well, I was going to say, me and my buddies, my one buddy had a pool, and we played beer pong by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And our loophole was, if the ball went in the pool, it was open game. So whoever came up with the ball, it was their shot. So, like, if I shot it, right?
And it ricocheted in?
No, like, if I shot it, right, and it hit the cup and started bouncing this way, like, back towards me, mm-hmm. I could smack it in the water, and then it was fair game. Whoever got the ball first, like, if I got it back, I got to shoot again. If you got it, obviously, you guys get the shot after we're done our turn, or if I was the last one to shoot. So it got a little aggressive, but it was awesome.
So I used to play actual beer pong. So you would put two cups in the corner and then actually play ping pong. And you would try to hit the ball in the cup. And it's a lot more challenging than, you know. If you knock the cup over, that counts. But if you got it in, you know, like you would take the thing off. But that would get competitive because, you know, the more you drink, the less kind
of... Do you set up the same amount of cups?
No. It's just two on each side.
Oh, okay.
Two on each side. And you're constantly trying to, with the paddle, trying to hit the ball into the cup.
I like that one.
That should be an Olympic sport.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
The way they play ping pong in the Olympics?
Insane, yeah.
Trying to put a cup right there? That would be so awesome to watch.
Yeah, the Olympics. What did you think of the Olympic opening ceremonies? Did you watch?
I didn't watch a lot of it. I watched some of it. People
were hating on it.
Oh, really?
Hating it.
A couple people I talked to thought it was really cool.
I loved it because I loved it from a music standpoint because I thought, you know, they're mixing classical music into like Les Miserables, into heavy metal. And I thought it was really a good representation of France, you know, especially with the art thing. But then, like, you know, you got your morons that were like, boycott the Olympics because they mimicked the Last Supper, like the Da Vinci painting. And they're like all these crazy people. I'm like, where were you when The Simpsons did that or The Sopranos did that or Seinfeld did that? I'm like, everyone's done it.
Right.
Since the Olympics did it and there was drag queens in the picture, everyone's throwing a fit.
That's crazy.
Crazy. But I think overall, like, and Celine Dion was incredible at the end.
That's what that's the part everybody said they loved was at the end.
Because apparently she's got some kind of disease where it prevents her from performing live. So this is the first time she's performed live in a while, and she killed it. Very, 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 very cool.
So, like me, you can grow a decent beard. What's your personal opinion on the mustache?
You mean the mustache like that the kids are wearing nowadays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like 2 out of 10 mustaches in general look...
You heard it here first, folks.
You look right.
Coop approves 2 out of 10 mustaches.
2 out of 10 mustaches, like, fit your face.
Yeah.
The other 8, it's like you either want attention, it doesn't grow right,
I feel like everyone that has a mustache, like that's young like that, they look like every villain in every 80s movie ever made. Like
I just don't
like
get
the feathered
it.
Hair, the mustache. I mean, to each your own. I'm like, but and especially the mullets, dude. Like the mullet has made a comeback.
Oh yeah.
So I've been seeing a lot of mullets, a lot of mustaches, for shit that was 40 years ago. You know, everyone looked like that in the 80s.
Yeah, I'm over the mustache fad. I could do away with that one.
I forgot that we had this conversation about mustaches the other day. We were just waiting for our time to get in front of the microphone. Another thing I don't like is the new fashion trend that all these girls are wearing. And I'm not bashing the girls who wear them, but they're all wearing these super long, long sleeve, like floral dresses. Like the big kind of breezy ones. They all look the same. It looks like, you know, like they took my great grandmother's tablecloth and made it into a dress. Not a huge fan. Can't wait for that fad to be over.
We'll probably be here for 20 years like the mustache fad. We'll be talking about it in 3 years. Remember when we said mustaches need to go? They still need to go.
Yeah, the mustaches and these long floral dresses. Throw on a floral bonnet. Looks like you guys are just stepping off the Titanic. That's my rant for the day. My apologies. I'm sure I pissed off a lot of mustache and long sleeve dress people. My apologies.
You're listening to Inside the Bubble with Lucian Coop.
What else we got, Coop? To go back to the Olympics, people were saying, you know, they both should have won gold. Or it should have been a tie. I'm like since when, like, I think you would agree, the Olympics is the pinnacle. It's the complete top of athleticism. You know,
right, it's the whole world.
It's the whole world. So why do you want to train your entire life to go up there and share something? Like, this participation trophy generation was like, well, it should have been a tie. I'm like, nah, dude. Like, there is second place in life. There's third place in life. And there's fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever. If you're not good enough, sorry, go back, work harder, come back in 4 years. But people have been saying this. You know, sharing the gold, sharing medals, you know, the podium should be completely even. I'm like, you know what? It goes against everything about sports. Competitive, yes. Like, good sportsmanship, yes. But someone's got to win.
Yeah, these athletes bust their ass for however many hours in the day, however many days in the year that they have to do this.
Did you look a couple years ago at Michael Phelps' training schedule? He said he had to eat like 10 or 15,000 calories a day.
That's absurd.
Because he was just burning everything.
It's crazy. Yeah. But like part of the like winning the medal is hearing your country's national anthem.
Agreed.
So like why would the podium be level? Like you busted your ass your whole life to get to this point. You won. Like, your whole life, you watched all these other athletes have their national, whether it's yours or not. You know what I mean? Like, they deserve that right there.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
What would you say is your Winter Olympic one?
Curling.
I was thinking that.
I love curling, dude. Like I'm like in front shuffle. Of my TV, I'm like, sweep! Sweep!
It's like shuffleboard. I get it.
I actually looked in, like, after, where was the Olympics last year? Russia?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Or, I'm sorry, it was 2022? Yeah. I actually looked into, like, a curling league.
And
there's one, like, King of Prussia, I think. And it's so expensive.
Oh, I bet.
It's so expensive.
You probably got to rent ice time.
Well,
like hockey, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ice time's not cheap.
And it was like, I think you had to buy a membership. It was like over $1,000 to become a member. And I was like, fuck that, dude.
Like, yeah, I'll just watch it on TV. Yeah. Sweep! Sweep!
So what's going on? Any funny stories from the bartender's perspective on the island? I heard a couple things from talking to, you know, my friends that work at Icona and the Windrift and places in the Wildwood Crest and places in Cape May that it's been a roller coaster for summer. One weekend it's mobbed. The next weekend they're like, where's everybody? And I heard that hotel rooms, a lot of these resort places are sold out. Record numbers of, you know, people are coming down. But the bar sales have been down.
I think it could.
People are in town. They're just not eating and drinking.
Well, I also think it could be weather related because it's been really, really nice.
Yeah.
Summer wise, hasn't been like super. Like, I think we had one week that it was like real, real hot.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like 100 and humid. It was like 90, 91 and humid.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's perfect beach weather.
Beach, fantastic beach weather,
You know what I mean? So, like, there's not a ton of group homes down here anymore. So I'm sure all the families are like exhausted from being on the beach all day.
Yeah.
Or just don't want to go out because, like, you know what I mean? It's the people are, I feel like they're spacing out when they go out as opposed to going out only on the weekend. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some people will go out Tuesday. Some people go out. Like last night was really busy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a Thursday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what that means. But Fridays, from a bartender standpoint, have been busier than Saturdays.
Really?
Which is kind of strange because normally it's flipped. But I don't know. I've been running around doing so many things at once this summer that I haven't really gone out myself to like Lazy Bass or Deauville or any of those places to see how busy it is. You might have a better grasp of it because you're like at some of these places when you're playing.
Yeah. I know like Thursday nights when Brett and I play at the Whitebriar, it's always a great crowd. It's packed in there. But then
how's Icona been?
Icona on Saturdays have been dynamite.
Right.
Awesome.
So it's outside and the weather's nice. So people want to be outside.
Yeah. I think I only got rained out, and I didn't even get rained out. I got cut short once this whole summer.
Right.
And even when it does rain, I'll just go next door to the Windrift and play inside there. So it's like, yeah, I don't really lose a gig, which is cool.
The rain normally helps the pee
mm-hmm.
because people can't drink outside, so they have to go inside.
Yeah.
But
and that's always been like the general rule. Like if it's shitty weather, cloudy, rainy, people shop, people eat.
Right, but
I
don't
go to the movies and they get ice cream.
As far as numbers go, I don't really know. I couldn't tell you.
It seems like the pee's been, but like, you know, I haven't been in there a lot on the weekends. Maybe, you know, a handful of times, but every time I've been in there, it's been jamming.
Right. And last night I think was pretty busy because college kids are getting ready to leave.
So. Yeah, like another week, right?
So they're getting their, like, last hurrah in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is...
That's why all those help wanted signs are up in everyone's window, and they're all over Instagram and Facebook looking for help.
It's crazy. It's struggling. Blue. But that just means football's around the corner.
Football's around the corner.
Think the Chiefs can win 3 in a row?
I hope not. Not that I'm not a, like, I do like the Chiefs. I obviously I'm an Eagles fan, but I'm a fan of Mahomes. I'm a fan of Andy Reid. I'm a fan of Kelce.
Yeah, I was.
It's like you're rooting for like the Cowboys, you know? I'm like the Chiefs are a good organization.
Yeah,
with good players and good coaches.
Last weekend I was at a celebration of life. My buddy Casey, rest in peace, passed away from cancer, and one of my buddies there is a huge Chiefs fan. And I was asking, I was like, think they could do it again? And he kind of just had that shit-eating grin on his face.
Yeah, like, yeah.
He's like,
we can.
Yeah, I think so. They got deep threats now. I'm like, God damn it.
Mm.
But he's been a Chiefs fan his whole life. He's been like, Arrowhead like 50 times.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. But you've been to a lot of different football stadiums?
I've been to Arrowhead. Like I took a cross country road trip and drove through Kansas City, and I wanted to see the stadium, and it's pretty cool because like the Royals stadium's right there as well. I've been to
What stadium that you haven't been to would you really want to go to?
I'm going out to LA, I think, this year for the Eagles-Rams game. So I want to see that stadium. The Dallas Cowboys stadium was really impressive. We all went down.
Ever been to Lambeau?
Never been to Lambeau.
I'd like to see Lambeau.
Me too.
But I'd want to go in like September, October.
Yeah.
I don't want any part of frozen tundra. I mean, yeah. I guess it would be cool to get the whole experience.
The whole experience when it's
if
like
it was like
10,
snowing,
20 below.
But it would I would only do that if I knew it was going to be like snowing.
Yeah.
So like even if I was cold, at least it would be snowing. So it'd be
yeah.
Cool. But minus 10, minus 20 just isn't. I went to a Redskins Green Bay game in Washington a couple of years back. It was so cold and windy. I'm like, what am I doing here?
You're not even rooting for any of your favorite teams.
Like, the people I'm with, I'm like, next time we do this, can we pick, like,
Yeah, go to Miami.
A warmer time of year. Like, I don't care if we go to this stadium, but, like, maybe in September instead of December.
We actually had a great trip. Mayor threw, a Princeton trip down to Miami. And we all stayed, like, at the Ritz-Carlton in South Beach and went to the Eagles. And it was, like, me, Doug, Preston, you know, like, the whole, like, Princeton crew. And it was just 3-4 days of just debauchery. It was amazing. So much fun. That was cool. Then did the Dallas Cowboys.
Did you go to New Orleans?
Went to New Orleans. That was fun. That was fun because we went on Saturday to see the Alabama-LSU game in LSU.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was that stadium, 110,000 people. Awesome. Like, tailgating was through the roof.
What do they call that? Death Valley?
Death Valley, yeah. That game was so good that by the time we got to the Monday night football game for the Eagles-Saints, Eagles got blown out. No one even cared because we had such a good weekend and we saw such a good college game.
Everybody was probably so exhausted. Like, Eagles who?
I remember, like, the New Orleans fans were so nice and polite, though. I remember sitting there and, you know, we're in our Eagles jerseys. And people were like, yo, boo, boo, like, you know, you can get your ass kicked. And we're like, yeah, yeah. We're like, no, just kidding. If you want to come over later for some gumbo, you know, here's our address and then we can hang out. I was like, man, you guys are the nicest people I think I've ever met in my life. Softest fans ever.
If you were in Philly and you're up 4 touchdowns, Philly fans give you the business.
Yeah, exactly. Dallas had some soft fans, I remember, when we were in at that stadium. They're all transplant fans, though, which is weird because I remember I hopped a flight from Dallas to L.A. the next day, and there was the whole plane was Cowboys fans going back to California because that's where they lived. I'm like, you guys are such losers, man.
Well, you know how loser fan base. I mean, I get shit for it all the time, but Yankee fans are the same way.
100%, yeah.
Laker fans.
I love, I haven't done it in a while, but me and my buddy Dan Keene sometimes, like, we'll get into it with Cowboys fans or whatever. And you can all, if you check their profile, if they have the Cowboys logo, the Yankees logo, and the Lakers, like, if they're wearing, like, Cowboys hat, Lakers jersey, you know, and, you know, standing in front of, like, the Super Bowl trophy from Dallas, you lose all credibility. 100%. They're all the same.
Any good stories or people sightings at any of your gigs popping up?
No, I haven't. I saw Sirianni once. Usually I'm good to see him like 2 or 3 times, but I only saw him Memorial Day weekend. It's always cool. Like, you know, his kids hop up on stage and we sing songs and like I let him play my guitar and give him guitar picks and t-shirts and stuff. But he's pretty much the only one that I've seen. Yeah, stories. I love when people make change, like when they go and tip me, they'll come up to my tip jar and make change. They're like, "Yeah, man, I'm gonna leave this 10, but I'm gonna take 5 back." I'm like, "Hey, man, whatever you need to do."
Appreciate it, pal.
Seems like you need it more than I do, so maybe just, you know, keep that in your pocket.
You're just trying to be nice, Lee.
Yeah, I guess so. I think it's funny though when little kids come up and they like drop actual physical change, you know, like 17 cents or whatever.
They probably get so excited.
It's the cutest thing in the world.
Yeah, they probably get so excited.
When adults do that, I'm like, get a job, man. I'm like, come on, dude. I don't need your 38 cents, bro. Appreciate it. This turned into me just bashing people for the next hour. What else we got, Coop? A new restaurant spot that opened up, finally, the Black Cactus opened up in Avalon. Cool little spot. Looks awesome. Had some growing pains from what I heard in the beginning, but I think they're on track now, which is good.
Gotta work the kinks out.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be open, too. I was talking to the owner. They're going to be open for, like, football Sundays, so they're going to have, like, all these big-screen TVs outside, have, like, specials and whatnot.
Now, are they going to be a year-round thing?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I heard.
Like, every day or just weekend?
I'm not sure. Or... Like, probably not every day. I'm thinking maybe, like, Thursday to Sunday, you know? If I had to venture a guess, I don't know. I could be completely wrong.
Have you played anything there? Do they do any music or they don't do live music?
I was talking to them all winter and spring long trying to get a grasp of when they're going to open. And I don't think, you know, everything kept getting pushed back. So I just went ahead and booked everything. Maybe in the fall, I'll do some stuff there. I'm actually just looking forward to, like, my schedule kind of lightening up. You know, it's been...
Well, September is the best month.
Yeah, I love it.
Down the shore anyway, so...
And I'm pretty busy on weekends, but, like, at least, like, my Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays are kind of clear, which is good. But every year I do the same thing, you know? Like, I do all the booking, and I talk with my, you know, my booking agents, and looks great on paper in January and February, and then come July and June, I'm like, ugh, I gotta play three times today.
Yeah, you gotta put your swimmies on so you don't drown.
Yeah, man. But, you know, it's flying by. I haven't lost my voice yet, which is good.
Does that normally happen once a summer, or?
Never.
No?
I've never lose my voice, knock wood. Never, ever lose my voice.
Keep drinking that tea and honey.
Yeah, man. Tea and honey in the morning. Tequila in the evening. Healthy balance.
What's your favorite breakfast meat?
I'm a Scrapple guy.
Scrapple guy?
I do like Scrapple. Yeah.
We were talking about that the other day, because somehow pork roll came up, and then Spam came up, and then...
Desma's been going nuts, you know?
She wasn't in the conversation, but she came up because we were talking about Spam, but she wasn't there for the conversation. And my one buddy's like, he's like, I like turning people on to Scrapple. It's like, I like giving it to them and seeing if they like it. And then when they like it...
Tell them what it is.
Or if they say, this is really good, what is it? I'll just say. Or the kid was like, I'll just say, you don't want to know.
You don't want to know. especially if you watch, I think, one of those food shows, you know, like on the Food Network, they did a thing of like wherever it's made in Pennsylvania. It's disgusting how they make it. It's so off the chain. Like anybody else in the country, if you saw that show or that video first, you would never ever touch
it. So is Scrapple like a Pennsylvania thing?
Or? It's like a Philly, yeah, like a southeastern Pennsylvania Philly thing.
So it's not like you can't get it anywhere else.
Anywhere else, yeah. Unless you go to like a spot that's a Philly kind of spot.
Right.
You can't get that anywhere else. Yeah. We're just some gross assholes in the lower east southeastern spot of Pennsylvania.
Leave it to Pennsylvania.
We don't waste anything. Yeah, Scrabble. I think because I've been eating it since I was a kid. Like my mom would give it to me when I was a kid. So I'm not asking any questions. Tastes good. Put a little ketchup on it. Good to go.
You know that bridge in Jersey, the Trenton Makes Bridge?
Yeah.
My dad always used to say, what Trenton makes, the world takes. What the world refuses, Trenton uses. Yeah, you got him a lot of beach days in? I got a couple in. I'm going to try to get a few more in coming up.
Look how pale I am, dude.
I know. Need some Maui, babe.
I know. I took off this month every Friday except for one. I was hoping to get to the beach, but of course this hurricane shows up, so it's cloudy and raining.
Yeah, this week's coming up. Keep your fingers crossed. It's supposed to be in like high 70s, low 80s, sunny all week, so get you a nice bronze.
Yeah. I'm going to do one of those, you know, I'll go to the beach all day, shower, head out to the gig. Anything is really... Oh, like the... I was talking to the Avalon police. There's been all kinds of, like, turf wars with these, like, rival high school lacrosse teams.
Oh, really?
So, like...
What are they doing damage to, like, the fields?
No, like they'll, like one lacrosse team from blah, blah, blah prep doesn't like the lacrosse team from blah, 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 and, like, and then they'll get together and they'll duke it out.
Oh, they just start old school rolling.
Yeah. That's why I was like, dude, as long as they're doing that and not like, you know, breaking windows and shit, I'm like, let them duke it out, man.
Like, I remember when I was in high school, the soccer team would always have like battles with the field hockey team, and we would like, you know, draw something on their field. Or
yeah.
They would like draw something on our field. You know what I mean? Mess around like that, but it never got to the point where people were actually fist fighting.
You got these like little like St. Joe's prep kids, you know, against Malvern prep, and Like, oh.
It's turning into skunk season over on the island.
Yes, it is. Sure is.
You got to watch out for little Pepe Le Pews.
I was playing at Icona Wildwood Crest down in Diamond Beach. And it's towards the end of the night, 8 o'clock. And I look up, and like the bar is right in front of me. And I see all three of the bartenders sitting up, like on the bar. And I was like, what's going on in there, guys? They're like, skunks. I'm like, sis. Like, plural, skunks, plural. Apparently, a mama skunk and two little baby skunks just moseyed all into the bar area and then found its way behind, like, one of the beer boxes. And
they're just hanging out.
For an hour. Just, like they're back there, like, with sticks. I'm like, don't poke it. I'm like, you're going to blow the whole thing out. But the little babies ran out first. And apparently the babies can't spray, like, at that young of an age. So they're out just running around the bar, like these two little baby just skunks. Playing. Yeah, and everyone's, like, taking pictures, but the mama skunk's still inside. I'm like, whoop, I'm packing up. I'm out of here.
See you guys later.
Look with the skunk.
Well, apparently once that, not that you ever want them to spray, but if you smell a skunk, that skunk can't just keep spraying. You know what I mean? It has to, like, I guess, work up the spray again. I don't really know.
But it's like, got to recharge.
Yeah, it's got to recharge their spray.
They go plug in their tail.
Yeah, they're like, recharge. Hold on, you got a USB? But apparently once they spray, it takes however long for them to spray. So they can't just keep spraying. So if you smell one, there's a good chance. Huh.
Is the pea skunk still around?
There's a skunk that frequents between, I feel like, Kohler's, Circle Pizza,
yeah,
Son of a Sailor, and the P.
There was one.
There was an albino skunk for a long time, but I think he took a trip over the rainbow.
The P skunk, the Princeton skunk. I remember. This is back when Dan Keene was still working at the Princeton.
Didn't they used to feed it?
It used to eat the cat food because there was a pea cat and a pea skunk.
Yeah.
And they would leave out cat food for the cat, and the skunk would eat it. And when it was, one day, I forget who it was with, may have been a couple of the bartenders, but we bet Dan Keene like $100 to go pet it. And Keene's just there like petting the back of the skunk as it's eating the cat food, and the thing's not even phased.
Yeah, but apparently if you see them, or if you think there's some around, you're supposed to, like, jingle keys because they can't see very well. So if you, like, startle them, that's when they spray. But, like, if they hear, like, keys, they'll just kind of scatter because they think someone's coming. But they don't feel as threatened. I mean, this is what I've been told by all the skunk experts.
Ladies and gentlemen, tune in next week to Coop's skunk advice. Yeah. You know, he's got a whole list of tips and do's and don'ts.
Yeah, skunks. Jingle your keys or your change. And they'll get out of your range. What are your thoughts on belly button lint? I was thinking about this the other day. This is kind of strange. But do you ever realize, you ever shave your chest?
I used to trim.
Now, if you shave your chest and your stomach, you don't get belly button lint. But if you have hair, you get belly button lint.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It all like, yeah, that's a good question. I guess the hair around your belly button just...
It's like a vacuum?
It just traps it. And then somehow it just always ends up in the same area. I don't get it.
There it is.
And Coop just pulled out some lint out of his belly button.
I don't get it. Doesn't make sense.
I feel like if you're a man that has a hairy chest or a hairy stomach, you have to, on a regular basis, check for belly button lint, much like you do with your dryer. Otherwise, you start a fire, Coop.
But on that note, we're going to get out of here. Yeah. So just chill to the next episode.
Boom.